3. Conduct autopsies without blame. In 1978, Philip Morris acquired the 7-Up Company, only to sell it 8 years later at a loss. The financial loss was relatively small compared to Philip Morris's total assets, but it was a highly visible black eye that consumed thousands of hours of precious management time. In our interviews with the Philip Morris executives, we were struck by how they all brought up the debacle on their own and discussed it openly. Instead of hiding their big, ugly mistake, they seemed to feel an almost therapeutic need to talk about it. In his book, I'm a Lucky Guy, Joe Kullman dedicates 5 pages to dissecting the 7-Up disaster. He doesn't hold back the embarrassing truth about how flawed the decision was. It is a 5-page clinical analysis of the mistake, its implications, and its lessons. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people hours had been spent in autopsies of the 7-Up case. Yet as much as they talked about this conspicuous failure, no one pointed fingers to single out blame. There was only one exception to this pattern. Joe Kullman, standing in front of the mirror, pointing the finger right at himself. It became apparent that this was another Joe Kullman plan that didn't work, he writes. He goes even further, implying that if he'd only listened better to the people who challenged his idea at the time, the disaster might have been averted. He goes out of his way to give credit to those who were right in retrospect, naming those specific individuals who were more prescient than himself. In an era when leaders go to great lengths to preserve the image of their own track record, stepping forth to claim credit about how they were visionary when their colleagues were not, but finding others to blame when their decisions go awry, it is quite refreshing to come across Kullman. He set the tone. I will take responsibility for this bad decision, but we will all take responsibility for extracting the maximum learning from the tuition we've paid. When you conduct autopsies without blame, you go a long way toward creating a climate where the truth is heard. If you have the right people on the bus, you should almost never need to assign blame, but need only to search for understanding and learning.